Radio.com. You are our guest. So phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God, this is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. Once again, we're live, we're electrifying with the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt about it, you're going to receive the Word of God with power, and it's going to change your life. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God, that's what Jesus said, glory to God, you can't live without it. That's what he told the devil when he was tempting him. Glory to God. So when you hear the word, it's going to change your life. And it's going to change the bad to the good. Glory to God. And I want you to know you are out there. You're listening not by coincidental, not just by some type of accident. But you're listening to this program because God, the Holy Ghost, moved upon you to hear God saying something to you. God has a word for you. God has something for you out there, and you need to hear it. And because God wants to bless you, because he loves you so much. Right now, you are out there. Don't forget that this is a live program. It is alive and well, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and fire. Glory to God. And it's for you. Hallelujah. For you. I got Brother Wade right here. I know people hear him out there pretty much every day. And I appreciate you being here today.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here, Reverend Carmouche. And I just want to encourage everyone who's listening today to take heart and know that God is not against you. He is for you. Amen. God is not mad at you. He loves you. And so whatever it is you may be facing today, it is not a problem that is insurmountable. God is your answer.
Yes, amen. Praise God. And don't forget what we call that number. What's the number, Brother Wade?
It's 318-484-2500. That's the local number. 318-484-2500. Now, if you're outside the local calling area, let's say you're in Shreveport or Monroe or Lake Charles or Natchez, Mississippi, the number is 1-877-464-2500. That's 1-877-464-2500.
Woo, praise God. You heard the numbers, and those numbers are open to you. Call for prayer. We're going to pray with you and knock the devil out of what situation you're in. Not that you're possessed. I don't remember that, you folks. But you are oppressed by the devil, and he's all around you because he keeps coming and bothering me, and I got to knock him out every now and then. That no doubt about that. So you got to give him a 1-2 punch with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's what we need around here. Glory to God.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch that you're speaking of, Reverend Carmouche, has to begin with the person. Because in a lot of instances, people want prayer and they want you to pray for them. Uh-huh. I think at its very essence, prayer is you praying for you.
Amen.
And we being in agreement with you.
With you. Amen. Amen. But the prayer of faith, as the Bible says, no matter whose faith.
That is correct.
I guarantee we'll bring the answer to you. Some people don't have a lot of faith, but we can bring that together, man.
That is absolutely correct.
Faith, man, put it on a scale, and then it's going to be a whole lot. And God, man, bam, he loves.
And with that being said, at its very essence, prayer is a conversation with God, which means you have to know him.
Amen.
In order to talk with him. And if you don't know him, then we'll get you to that relationship with him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're the messenger. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. We'll bring you to that relationship with God through the word of God, that is. We'll be the matchmaker. Amen, if you want to call it that.
We're the spiritual Cupids.
Yeah. If you want to call it that, no doubt about it. We're going to bring you to Jesus, and the rest is up to you and Jesus. And he'll just make a great relationship with you. There's no doubt about it. Today I have a topic, of course, and it's called Why Give to God? Man, he's got everything, Brother Wade. Well, why you want to give to God? He don't need anything. Glory to God. He don't need anything at all. He's God. Why should I give to God? And And, you know, how do I give to God? I don't even see this God. So how am I going to go and hand him something? You know, why give to him? First of all, why am I going to give it? And how am I going to give it is another question. And, you know, why do I give it? You know, because we don't see God. So what happens, folks? You know, call the number. You know, if you got a comment about this, we want to know from you as well. You know, why should I give to God? He's got a whole lot, man. He says he owns all the cattle on the hill. Oh, glory to God, all the gold and silver. He made the whole earth. He made everything. Why should I give to God when God should be given to me? You know,
and some people think they some people have that type of mindset.
Yeah, know? They sure do. But
and, you know,
why should I give to God, Brother Wade?
Well, I'll answer that right quick because he said so.
Okay.
You know.
He's a big dog.
Yeah. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. And amen, like you amen. Alluded to, God doesn't need your gifts. What he desires is your participation in his plan amen. For your life.
Amen. And the Bible talks about it clearly. Folks, before I go further, make sure please call in and we'll pray with you too, you know, okay? People out there, you need prayer. There's no doubt about it. The lines are open. We are here to pray with you and believe that God will come through for you. I know there's a lot of people listening and you need prayer. Please don't hesitate. Call 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500 if you're not local. So just call the number quickly. We want to pray with you and believe God, because the quicker you call, the quicker we pray, and the quicker that devil's going to get his hands off of you. Amen. Praise God. So call the number. We want to hear from you or come in. But we want to get back to what we're talking about. Why would you give to God? You know, I mean, he's got everything. I mean, Lord, hey, man, you know, I heard someone say, hey, you know, he said, man, he says, you know, I look at myself. I live in an old trailer, he says, you know, and God lives in a mansion. You know, why should I give him anything? He's living way up there in the heavens, you know, and everything is good, you know, and I just kind of tickles me, you know, a little bit, and he's God, and he's got his principles, and he's got his ways, and we got to go about it. And the Bible talks about it. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, we know that verse says, give, and it shall be given, pressed down, good measure, running over, will men heap into your bosom, for whatever measure you meet, it shall be measured back to you. It is a principle, Brother Wade.
And that's what he says.
A principle that God created in the spiritual realm.
So that answers the why, because he said so.
Because he said so, and there's no doubt. And he wants to bless you, like you said. God wants to bless you according to his word, his principle. You see, the world says, take, take, take. All right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we were talking about that. We take, take, take. We want it, we want it, we want it. But the Bible says, if you give, then you get back a whole lot more. Glory to God.
And I love the fact that God says in his word that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. So we have to kind of get into agreement with the way he thinks.
The
world teaches us one thing.
Amen.
But
the word
teaches us something else. Now the question becomes, what are you going to do?
Amen. You see, the devil's perverted all the principles of God, and that's how we see our nation, the whole, every nation pretty much, is going by what the devil has trained the mind of the people, because it's his world right now. But Jesus said, my world is different, as we just heard. His principles are higher, and we have to learn how to give, because that's the principle of God. The Bible talks about it, and people just don't like it. That money thing, you know, Brother Wade, it's all about money, man. If I try to touch your money, man, look out. What happens there?
That would depend on if money is your God. If money is your God, then you're going to be upset.
Yeah, you're going to be really upset.
You're going to be really upset if money is your God.
What happens, though? You know, the Bible says in Malachi, bring all your tithes and all your offerings into the storehouse. Now, listen to what God says. And I just love the way he puts it. Mm-hmm. So that made me meet. And, you know, he's talking about the word. That made me meet, spiritual meat in his house. And he said, listen to what he said. He said, go ahead and prove me, man. Come on.
Prove me now.
Prove me.
Put me to the test.
Prove it. Put me to the test. And I'll open up the windows and pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to contain.
Man.
Golly, man. Can you imagine, Brother Wade? And, you know, you won't have enough. I mean, you'll have to tell God, stop. Don't give me no more money.
Yeah, you
did you ever see yourself in that spot?
Oh, I'm there right now. I'm there now. And then this is what I'm claiming by faith. You know, and I will say this too. You know, if his grace and mercy are following me,
ooh,
I'm going to slow down enough for it to catch me.
Yeah, right. I'm going to tell God, Lord, bring me the blessing, the abundance of life.
Yeah, run me down.
Man, but praise God. You know, who wants to be poor and sore, you know? Nobody does, you know what I mean?
I don't think
unless
anybody.
Unless you got some kind of mental disorder or something.
Well, that's exactly what's happening in the world. It's a mental disorder. Things are in disarray in this world because the world is a fallen world.
Right.
And, you know, the enemy, the Satan is the prince of the air. He rules in this fallen world.
Ooh, man.
And so what has to happen is that we've got to be grounded in God's word because we're going to be inundated with messages and with images that the enemy has placed in this world, certain moral or immoral standards, shall I say.
You know what? I didn't want to cut in front of you, but, you know, it just came up to me, you know, that most people, you know, in our lives, in our upbringings, you know, in the 50s, or no, I go to 60s, the 50s, and the 70s. Yeah, and it began, and I see what people were looking for was trying to keep up with the Joneses. You remember that?
I remember that.
Now, it's like trying to get more than the Jones, okay? I want more than them, you know? I want to be better than the Joneses.
And
that's, you know, that's like a competition, you know?
And I said that the spirit of competition is an evil spirit.
It is.
It's an evil spirit because it has to bring you down to bring me up.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And so,
yes, indeed.
There you go.
There we go. I mean, even criticism, when you begin to criticize people, I look at, you know, and I heard, I believe it was a psychologist that said that, and he was absolutely correct, you know, and I looked at it and I related it to the spiritual realm, as he said, you know, when you bring down somebody, it's to bring you up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever
that's the motive.
You got
that's
a problem, and you have this inferiority complex, you know, that, you know, and you got to criticize somebody in order to bring yourself up. And that's mostly what we see in this world. But we want you to call the number, and we want to pray with you. Whatever you're going through, if it's financial difficulty, man, God will bring it through. And there's no doubt about it. We got to ask and not ask amiss. That means that we got to believe that it's going to happen, and we got to be sincere about what we ask and what we need in this world. And folks, call the number 484-2500. You're listening out there. I know there's a lot of businesses that have this radio on, and there's a lot of people, and that's on the road as well, people out there who are listening. Folks, you and the shut-ins at home or people who are just not working at this time, we want you to call. You're listening. And we just want to pray with you. And it's very important. You need prayer. I need prayer, you know.
We all do.
You know, I know Brother Wade needs prayer.
I desire it. And let me say this, Reverend Carmouche.
Yeah.
Let's remove the stigma of shame. There is no shame in calling this radio station, calling this particular program, and receiving prayer.
Yeah.
To be silent at a time when you need a word from God is a trick from the enemy.
Amen.
Don't fall. For his okie doke.
Right.
You have to remove the shame from your life. Call this number,
318-484-2500.
Whatever you desire, whatever you need, God has the answer. 318-484-2500.
Amen. You know, again, when I get sick or when the things are overwhelming me, I call people and say, amen, I need you to pray for me.
That's right.
I need help. Glory to God. Most people think that, you know, they're so independent. That they don't need the dependence of God. And that's why that pride comes in. You know, I can do it. I don't need nobody's help. And God knows, I you know, when I really need him, I'll call him, you know, things of that sort. And that's what happens. And it's a lie from the devil. You need God. You need to call upon him. And when you pray, it's a type of communication. You know, it's all kind of benefits when you pray. You know, it's a relationship that gets closer to God. You know, that is communicating with God. That's all good things that happen when you pray. And